Blog Talk Radio.
Ace Visions Productions. Ace Visions Productions.
Can't stay too long.
long.
Can't stay too long.
I gotta keep moving.
I gotta keep moving.
My girl, she waits.
My girl, she waits.
I don't wanna be fooled.
I don't wanna be fooled.
Got a good thing going on.
I got a good thing.
And I ain't tryna lose it.
Oh no.
Can't stay too long.
Can't stay too long.
I gotta keep moving.
Got a good thing. Somebody feel like me. Somebody got a good thing. Oh yeah. Real, 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 real good thing. She don't have to worry.
hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
All right. How everybody doing this evening? It's a fine evening in Chicago tonight. I want to thank y'all for taking the time to come in and join me for another Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. We're going to try to talk about a few things. We got action coming up this weekend, so maybe better jump the season off and put it in full fledged so we'll, you know, have some things to talk about. Now, I don't have a whole lot to really talk about, but hey, man, I just want to take my hat off to Bobby Cole. Them boys went down there, still Alabama, even in spite of the weather with some people. Decided not to come because they didn't think it was going to be feasible for them to take that trip. And you can understand that. You know, the rain was threatening pretty hard. But even though that happened, hey, the guys that did come, they showed up and they showed out. Thought it was going to be a dead event. But, man, they turned everything around in one day. It's real exciting. They had some real exciting racing that popped off. And Bobby Cole, it became the star of his own event. Everybody thought he was going to get a drug, but he ended up doing a dragon. And, man, it was just, you know, some nice to see, something to talk about, man. And, you got a chance to see a lot of it on Facebook. And you heard people talking about how excited they was, how well they was treated down there. They probably made sure you ate good. Not no hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, he had all kinds of shit, they said. I mean, I know he do it every year, you know. I know Whit, he also has some good food down there, and all his turkey necks and all this kind of stuff when he have his events. And, man, they do good turkey legs or something. I don't know what the menu be. Maybe one day I'll be able to get down there and enjoy it myself, you know, which is cool. I want to say also, you know, I was listening to Big Sham's show last night. And, you know, I heard Leon make a comment about 41. They thought he was finna go somewhere else with it, but they finally got a chance to get it out. And, you know, I always understood, and I used to ask the same question that Leon used to ask. But somebody today, we were speaking on that, and they brought it to my attention, and I was like, you know what, you got a point there, because back in the days when we used to go to the track, I don't care how big the event was, they always had a test and tune, and they would let you come up and grudge race, no matter how big the event was. But the difference back then and right now is that didn't nobody turn no clocks off. So now when we go up there now, we want the clocks off. So they don't want to turn their clocks off while they have an event. Or else you can go ahead and test and tune, I guess, you know, in between the things just like you used to. But they ain't going to turn no clocks off. So that might be the big difference. And I said, oh, you know what? You might have a point there. I'm not sure that's what it is, but that do give you something to think about, because back then we was racing with clocks on. Now we want the clocks off, and in their events, they probably just don't want to turn their clocks off. So if anybody else knows different or whatever y'all think about, you know, think about that, you know, just hit that one button. Let's talk about that. It is something to think about right there. Yes, sir. Other than that, well, we got our big event coming up on June 17th. We're trying to push the envelope. We're trying to do something we ain't never did. We're trying to make it happen. We're trying to make sure that the fans that come have action basically all day long. We got four. We got, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got four hey, different
hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man, come on, man. we got four different shootouts at one event. And I think that's going to definitely bring some action and all-day action for the fans to have some to see cars going down the street. Four different shootouts. We still haven't locked in races, grudge races. You also still have your test and tune. The track should be pretty busy that day. You know, I mean, that's something that we never really did up there, up here like that. And we hoping to start a trend and where everybody come to the track, get their money worth. You know, so that's all we're going to do is try to get things going, get it done. You know, so anybody want to come on in, y'all can hit that one button. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. You know, tonight one of them beautiful nights, you know, so they coming in here a little slow, but I got, you know, I got more people on in early than I thought I would have on a day like today, man. They came on in here, so that's a beautiful thing there. Yes, sir.
I hear you, I hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So a little later on, I'll try to give y'all some of the details of what we got going on out at US 41, June 17th.
Got it.
Be there.
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When is the races far as with Terrio and Preacher Boy and Three Lug and Jeremiah?
Everything been turned. Everything. Yeah, everything been changed in one day. Yeah. It's going to be Sunday at the Grove. From what I understand, that Preacher Boy and Terrio, I believe, spoke the race about three, and Jeremiah and Three Lux spoke the race about five, or somewhere in that range. But that's gonna jump it off, man. I'm pretty sure they're gonna get a real nice crowd out there. The original race supposed to have been done between Three Lug and Jeremiah was supposed to have been at 41, but they had an event, and that's what brought up the conversation about them not wanting to turn their clocks off. Is that the reason why they don't have grudge races in between, you know? And that's why they end up at Union Grove, which I'm pretty sure Union Grove happy. Yes,
okay.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Leon brought that up yesterday, that just made me, when I was talking today about it, and somebody brought that up about the not turning the clocks off, I guess, on event days like that, where they having races like that. So that may be the reason why. I don't know. What you think, kid? What's going on?
I don't know. Good evening, everybody. How hard of a job is it? What's going on, Leroy? How hard of a job is it?
You got
a
bit.
Is it something like just flipping a light switch or what?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know, kid. It's just something that it did make sense, because back in the days they used to run with the lights on, so they didn't care if you got in between, but I don't know what would be the big deal, but I guess they don't want to do it,
Yeah, if it's not that hard of a transition to go from clocks to clocks on and clocks off, I don't know what the big deal is. What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is, they feel it's a big enough deal for them, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that was just something I just thought about, and as I was having a conversation with one of the guys today, and, I said, maybe that is. Maybe they feel they make a mistake and not turn the clocks back on when they need to, not turn them off when they're supposed to turn them off, and then they've been messing around and showed your time, and then everybody be mad. Yeah, he showed my time. So if it keeps from that happening, they let you know, hey, we're not turning no clocks off.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. But like Sam said last night, the main thing to that is, we do have somewhere else to go. Just find somewhere else to go and go ahead and keep it moving, Yeah. You got to fight about it, Definitely got to fight about it. Think about that race last night, man. What happened on that race last night, man?
Between Joseph Wells and...
the white Camaro.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss?
Yeah.
Randy Moss would drive a red light.
Oh, he red lit.
Yeah.
Mercy.
And I would have liked to have seen it, in a different circumstances, but it looked like it was going to be a good race.
Yeah. I was trying to put together a little special effects for the night to make the show a little bit funner, but couldn't get it done, so we're going to keep it like we had it on the fish fry, because we do have some fish to fry. And,
Man.
Yeah, sad to say that our boys went down there and they kind of went down, but hey, they went, they played, best they could, and they come back home wounded.
Mm-hmm.
That's But that's no, you know, discredit to them. They went down there for the get action. It ain't gonna always work out. It just didn't work out this time. Better luck next time. So what else going on in the world, kid?
Oh no, I want to ask you about your boys. Your boys robbed the armored car truck out there in your hood. I heard they got caught.
Oh man, well they said some witty guy like yourself thought about putting the air tag in the bag. I don't know, they might have had it made into the bag, and they went on, let them go about their business and get settled in real good. And then they went on ahead and got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
them punks had over $1 million, man.
I wouldn't even let them go to no trial or whatever. If they caught them, you know, red-handed. Well, I'd send them straight on to jail. And the reason
it's Big Mark, man. Hold on. Big Mark.
That don't sound like Big Mark.
I think that's Big Mark lying now.
Yeah, it sounds like he was talking to Mickey Mouse or some motherfucker.
0537, you got a little background noise there. If you hear me, hit the one button, take your hand down, and put it back up if you're ready to be open. Yes, sir, kid.
And the reason I said they should lynch their ass right there where they caught him at.
Yeah.
So the simple reason is if you done got that much money, ain't no
mm-hmm.
motherfucking way in God's heaven I'm gonna be caught in the Chicago area. You're gonna have to catch me on the road somewhere. Because I'm strictly finna get out of town.
I know that's right. Them punks had over $1 million, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they, you know, the company inflated the, you know, the price, you know, the money and shit. But
the amount.
If you done got that kind of money, ain't no motherfucking way in heaven I'm going to be caught here in the Chicagoland area.
Let me see if
you're
going
to have to catch me on the road somewhere
from
where.
Yeah,
or another country somewhere. That's these motherfucking spur of the moment goddamn crooks that's planning this bullshit and don't even have a motherfucking escape plan. Dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, man, not the dumb motherfuckers.
That's what they is, Leroy. White folks have an escape plan for the shit they do. They don't just jump up overnight, goddamn, and go do this and that.
No, he think he realized his mic was open. His hands went up. Yes, he still got somewhere else going
on. They must didn't even have an iPhone, goddamn, because iPhone normally picked the mail tags up.
Yeah. You done got that much money. Ain't no way. I'm going to be still in the Chicagoland area. You're going to have to catch me on the road.
I heard that shit.
That's right.
You're going to have to catch me down the road some goddamn well. You're not going to catch me around here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please.
Hey, Ian, where they got to catch you at?
Motherfucker. Huh?
Oh, that's where they got to catch you at.
They're going
to
have to catch me on the road some goddamn well.
And to drive through a White Castle or something.
No. They're going to have to catch me on the road trying to get as far away from me as I can.
Hey, man. They don't catch me. I'm going to at least get a meal out that shit before I get caught.
Yeah,
well, he ain't talking about eating some shit.
Yeah. See, that's what got him caught up.
Some motherfucking fool.
He'll be rushing up on me with the SWAT teams and all that shit, pointing the pistols and shit. I'm going to have my jaws tight in the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you see the punk? Did you see the punk on the news? They showed his mug shot.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was looking sick than a motherfucker.
Man, I'm telling you, they're stupid, man. They are stupid. It's just like the incident over there on the west side, over there in the 3400, was it Florida or something, a couple of weeks ago, where this young dude got killed by the police.
Yeah.
Now my question is, if you are not out here in the streets fucking up, doing wrong or whatever, and you got a gun and it's registered, why are you running from the police?
Right. Why are you running?
They can't do nothing but ask me some questions and tell me to have a nice day.
And then they say that the police said, they said that people say they didn't have no gun on them when they turn around and shit. They can't, that video
the
shot
if
off
he didn't?
Him. That man had that gun right there. They circled it.
Right. And it looked like he was trying to put
back
a clip
towards
in.
Them. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing, but they ended it.
But I'm saying, if you ain't out here in the streets doing no motherfucking fucked up ass shit, and your gun is registered, why are you running from the police? For what?
Yep.
They can't do nothing but ask me a few questions and tell me to have a nice day.
That's right. Yep. I don't think they're gonna get nothing out of that one.
No.
Like a motherfucker.
Right, you can stop thinking about the goddamn if you're gonna get a payoff from the city. That ain't finna happen.
Uh-uh. Them motherfuckers got killed, goddamn it, straight out murdered, and they ain't get shit. So a motherfucker like that ain't got a chance.
Ain't got nothing coming.
So you mean to tell me, hey kid? You mean to tell me, Al and Ben ain't coming?
No, huh?
Okay.
I think that'd be a waste of time, Leroy, from that video.
I really don't believe they ain't got nothing coming. They ain't got nothing coming.
I'm with you on that one, kid. I looked up and said, oh, hell, that motherfucker ain't got a kisser.
Yeah.
Man, they know these motherfuckers here, thirsty, but just like, I don't know who that was in the subway, that man choked to death. Now, that's straight out murder. That's just like what he did to George Floyd.
That was dumb.
That man, I mean, he just hung on that man's neck until he was dead, man. How people like that, man? I don't understand that.
Well, I think the Marine was white or something.
Yeah.
I never did see his face or whatever. But I think he was white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, say buddy that goddamn got choked out was impersonated Michael Jackson.
Right. Yeah, man. I done saw and heard some shit this week.
Fucked up a damn Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yep.
Yeah, he told him to kill him, though. He said he don't give a fuck if he go to jail, and he don't give a fuck if he die.
So
I guess he was motherfucking crazy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And then he had help. He didn't have to. He could let go. He had people helping him hold him down. They should have been telling him, "Hey man, let him go. You killed him."
Yeah, but they gonna charge his ass for being stupid. He got all his help. All you had to do was release your hold on the man's throat and shit.
Yeah.
Hold on to his motherfucking finger, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm man.
Goddamn, yes, man, I got another one for you.
Out there in
Maywood on Madison Street at a funeral. Why are people bringing guns and shit to a funeral?
To shoot a motherfucker. They gonna kill
okay, okay. Okay. I was wondering. Because that there don't make no motherfucking sense.
Oh yeah, they bring him
and
shoot a motherfucker, man. You
know
that?
That don't make no sense.
Three of them got laid out.
These motherfuckers out here just so fucking stupid. I don't know what to do.
The nose saying was one motherfucker got shot. When I asked this motherfucker on the street what happened. He said three motherfuckers, two motherfuckers were shooting at one motherfucker. He told me they went out like cowboys. And this motherfucker told a story like Spike Lee or some motherfucker. So,
oh, man.
He made that shit sound real good. The news say one motherfucker got shot, ain't no motherfucker dead. This motherfucker told me three motherfuckers laid out dead, and another motherfucker pissed on himself. All type of shit.
Yeah, that was at if I'm not mistaken, that was at a church right there on 16th and Madison or something out there, maybe.
Yeah, Rock of Ages.
Yeah. Where they had what was that, Cooper's funeral? Yeah, I think that was Cooper's funeral right there. Yeah, man.
What's all that background
noise, man? I don't know, man. Sound like somebody chewing on hay or something, you know.
Why don't you put a mute to the ass,
yeah. I don't want to do that.
We ain't gonna talk about it. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Kid, yeah, sound like this motherfucker want to say something smart.
No, not me, man. Let me go check on this open mic again, man. Hold on.
Hey, kid, I think you was insinuating that that was me making the goddamn noise.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with him, man? Why would I say something about the motherfucking shit if it was me, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, this motherfucker, I'm gone crazy. He's still waking up, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hello,
man. None of them days, man. You know, the boys probably out there playing. So if they out there playing, man, you know.
Yeah.
Just wait till I get a little more lowly.
It's a nice night for a street race.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably out there, man. You know, we probably ain't gonna get no whole show tonight. But, I mean, we still got, man, quite a few people on here, but the talkers, Yeah, we got quite a few people on here, but I guess the talkers is doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Uncle Larry on here somewhere.
Okay.
Uncle Larry.
You said the talkers, man. The talkers, yeah.
Yeah, Bo. Yeah,
hey, Bo.
What's up?
Hey, what up, man?
Hey.
Not the motherfucking man. Oh, no, not the motherfucking man.
Brother Lee.
Yes, sir.
What up, Lee?
Not the old man. Man, you
no
got it, you got it.
More.
Man, on the motherfucking motor. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Man, that's what's up.
Brother Lee, what's going
yeah.
on, man?
Man,
what's
big crap,
Big Scrap birthday, man. What's crap?
Yes,
Big Scrap birthday. Happy birthday, bro, Scrap.
Yeah, he turned 65.
Happy birthday. 65. 65, old motherfucker. yeah, what up, Ed? What up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Y'all gonna keep on.
No.
Great. Gonna get big as watermelons around this motherfucker. Y'all keep on fucking
around. All right, that shit. Nah,
bro, they
I'm
do. Give me one
bro.
Of them motherfuckers.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Hey, Bo.
Yes, sir.
A motherfucker can't say you ain't came on the show this time, could
you? I'll keep fucking on Larry if y'all want to.
Larry said he gonna get it. He gonna smack that hat on my motherfucker here. Keep on
fucking. Oh, shit.
Lee, what
no.
up, man?
Get on his ass, Uncle Larry. Get on his ass.
Oh, shit. All right, so.
Hey, James.
I heard y'all.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
I heard y'all talking about why these motherfuckers bring guns to the funeral. Shit, if you go, you better take yours too. The way these stupid motherfuckers is, you better take yours too, goddammit.
Man,
yes, sir.
Lee, I'm telling you, these motherfuckers is flat out stupid.
Okay. You better take yours with you. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes, indeed.
Man,
you better
have
lie.
Both motherfuckers.
Hey, you better have both
you
motherfuckers'
right.
eyes open too.
If you ain't right, and your mama about not saying nothing because they're trying to pop up. These some dirty motherfuckers.
You goddamn right. Yeah.
Man, these niggas are stupid.
Man, I know a motherfucker grandma was on a motherfucking porch and she said something to the punks. Shit, they shot her right in the ass.
Man, that's fucked up.
Shot the old lady right in the ass.
Yeah.
They don't have no respect, man. They don't have no respect.
Hey, Ken, how they gonna shoot the goddamn old lady in the ass like that, man?
That's stupid, man.
Yeah.
You motherfucker think life is a joke. It's a game.
Man. Yes, sir.
They ain't on the motor, that's why.
What am I, kid? And all y'all in the race.
Carry
what
on,
y'all in
carry
the race,
on.
Right? What am I, kid and all y'all? Hey,
what's
man,
going on, Terry
going
yo?
On.
Hey, man, you know Sunday is labeled David versus Delilah. You know that, don't you? That storyteller of the motherfucker, the big ass giant, the big block, and the little block.
Yeah.
You know how David loaded up the slingshot and shot the giant in the
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, fuck
well,
him
gonna,
up.
I'm gonna load up my nitrous bottle on a big ass slingshot. And I'm gonna shoot that bitch ass preacher boy in the leg and knock his leg off. And that's how I'm gonna kill that
damn.
Motherfucker.
Come on,
this
Terrio.
David versus Delilah. This is motherfucking
mm-hmm.
Sunday. 3:30 sharp. I'm back on mute. I ain't
mm-hmm.
then after that. I'm going to have an exorcism. I'm going to take the evil racing devil out of that motherfucker and turn him into a nice motherfucker. So it's going to be a nice time up there Sunday.
Damn.
Oh man.
That's
man,
there's
gonna be something to
David
see right there.
Goliath. Huh?
Yeah. I said, yeah, there's gonna be something
hell
to see
yeah.
right there, y'all.
Hell
getting
yeah.
it in, man.
Motherfucking giant. Hell yeah. The motherfucking small block versus the giant. Come Sunday too. I give my dad another 3,000. He give up that 3 and a hit. I fuck his ass, his drunk ass up too. And I knocked
yeah.
the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
The drinking devil out of his ass. I turned him into a nice motherfucker.
Not shot down most wanted scandal.
Fuck him.
Damn.
Fuck him. Mm-hmm. I owe him one too. That motherfucker come up there and give up that 3 and a hit. I'm gonna lock him in and do a 2-for-1. Shit. I get the
damn.
Evil demon out of that bitch ass preacher boy, and I get the drunk demon out of that trick ass Chuck. So
you know,
I try to do a 2-for-1.
You know, Chuck might be on mute. You know?
No, I think Chuck on vacation, man. He might not be on here tonight.
All right, he on there. He in the bushes drinking, man. That motherfucker can't miss your show, Eddie. He can't miss your show. Trip motherfucker can't miss your show. He in the bushes drinking, man. He going to be out here anyway. I'm going to flush him out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flush
I don't think Chuck
going
to be on here tonight, man. He my man and everything, but he going to go in some hot shit tonight, man. He got to go in that hot shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, your show ain't all night. Your show ain't. Oh, he got his ass whooped, man. That you didn't tell me that. He got his ass whooped, man, up over the weekend up there. Huh?
Hold on, y'all. Hold
Eddie,
on
I'm
one second,
you a
y'all.
Question.
Yeah.
Hold it, Eddie. Did he get his ass whooped?
Yeah. Hold on.
Burn that motherfucker to a crisp. Burn his drunk ass. Burn the motherfucking. Juices the motherfucking beer out of his motherfucking ass. Burn him.
Mm-hmm.
Burn his ass to a crisp. Put his ass in there. No wonder he ain't going to come on the show now. Burn his ass to the crisp.
Yeah. All right, I'm back, y'all. Where you at, Terrio? Oh, we got a hand up.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What's up, Tim Howell?
Man, I got so many problems. I came on here to ask the board. They say Terrio getting ready to go to battle on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's a lot of pressure on Terrio. So I just thought that Terrio been racing a long time, man, and I think he can handle
mm-hmm.
the pressure. I'm just trying to find out what do we think. Terrio was on here just cutting up a few seconds ago, and they were saying that Terrio might not be able to handle all that pressure. That's a lot of pressure now. That's all they're trying to tell me. So I don't know, Eddie. I'm just trying to find out. They're asking me who I like. I'm riding with Terrio, but I don't know what's going on. They say he got a lot of pressure on him now. He got a lot of pressure on him, Eddie.
Yes, sir. 0007. Your mic is open.
I just want to say how to
go ahead. I'm just trying to find what happened to Terrio.
Hey, Terrio, Shawana dog.
No.
What happened to Terrio?
Hey, I love Terrio. Terrio do got pressure. Terrio do got pressure on him,
uh-huh.
but he still ain't shit. He ain't shit. He got lots of pressure.
Oh, man.
He been barking like a gangster. You got pressure on you, man. You wouldn't even say shit to me last year. We was at the Grove, motherfucker. I couldn't even get 2 words out your bitch ass. Now you talk about
come on, Yak.
Call me another day. Lock in. Nigga, you better worry about that boy finna stick that white Malibu up your ass. You telling me lock in. Cause a little more be that motherfucker. Win or lose, I don't give a fuck. Both of y'all, I wish they had a three-time life. I'll beat both of y'all motherfucking ass.
You're being disrespectful, yeah?
Thank you very much, kid.
They finna have a cripple race. Terrio can't walk straight, and Preacher Boy gonna put that leg in his ass.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee.
Terrio,
I've been battling.
I know you hear me. Go on and go off on me, Terrio. I can't.
You ain't worth it. The only way that I go off on your motherfucking trick, bitch ass, is you lock in. All this, I'll be there, man. Ain't nobody want to do that shit. Who the fuck will pull a car around wishing the race, motherfucker? You wishing the race. You ain't trying to race. You wishing the race. Fuck you talking about? You didn't want to come up there and say you got a race car, old dumbass dude. You a dumb motherfucker,
hey,
man.
Hey,
who the fuck
going to
pull a car? Who the fuck
will
hold? Yeah, but I bet it do too.
How that same hard?
Oh man,
how
that same hard?
My car being
No, you going to race though. Your car being there, your punk ass being there don't mean shit. You just a bunch of nice tires. That's all little trick, motherfucker.
And you
hey,
know
man,
this. You
this
know
is a lock-in show too. Eddie Show is called
every
a lock-in show too. You trick, motherfucker. Eddie Show is a lock-in show too, man. Oh, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Who in the fuck will waste their goddamn time, their energy, to bring their goddamn car to just to be among the motherfucking crowd and hoping that you see a mishap and then we'll say, lock in, motherfucker, lock in. Get paid for bringing your car up there, you trick, motherfucker. Fuck you gonna waste all that goddamn time
paid.
And energy.
I got paid.
Go, gonna waste all that time and energy to bring
Terrio,
your motherfucking car.
I got paid
lock
twice
in.
From you, man. I got
that's
paid twice
man,
from
that's
you,
last year. Hey, man, listen, man. What I ate last year don't make me shit tonight, old dumbass boy. Keep on getting paid, dumbass dude.
Hey.
You're a dumb motherfucker, man. You really dumb.
Hey,
lock it in.
Hey, he's talking
lock
that
your
shit,
ass
y'all.
In.
Y'all
oh,
watch
man.
Sunday. Y'all
oh,
watch
man.
Sunday. That motherfucker
man.
Don't
man.
Move.
Man.
Watch Sunday.
Man.
He
man.
Don't
you,
move.
You is a waste of fucking air, man. You going to go
hey,
through all
Terrio.
That energy and shit
I'll beat the
to bring
out
your
out
car
you,
to the...
I'll beat the
okay,
fuck
well,
out of
lock
you,
in. Then. Lock in.
Beat the fuck
lock your trick ass in. Lock your trick ass in, motherfucker.
Talking that goof ass
yeah, okay.
shit.
Oh, man, you just want to be on the show, heard, man. You ain't talking about
you
shit,
right.
man.
Just
I
like
told
you,
man.
Just
you
like
just,
you. You want to be heard.
But I'm locked in, though.
You
but
ain't
I'm locked
no different
in.
From and me, man. What make you different
I'm
from
I'm locked
Terrio?
In. You I'm locked different. In, and I'm trying to lock your bitch ass in. I'm trying to show
you're
you the bitch that you is.
Man.
I'm trying
I'll
to lock your bitch ass
I'll
in.
I'll be that motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, yo.
Bitch
ass motherfucker.
Show me
man,
a,
I ain't
show
talking
me
about that.
I'm
talking about a
trip.
Racing bitch. I'm showing you you're one now. I'm showing you you're one now.
Show me. Be
lock in,
motherfucker. That's why Preacher Boy gonna stick his dick in your goofy
well,
ass.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. And if he did, and if you locked in with me, you would have a chance to stick your dick in me, too.
I'm gonna
bitch,
do it.
Motherfucker.
You, go,
you gotta have some heart,
I'm gonna do it.
You gotta have some heart to
I'm
do it, man.
Do it.
You
I
on this motherfucking show just whooping. You just whooping, man.
I got
man,
a big
come
ass
on, man. Man, 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 your ass is Vine Puppet, motherfucker. You ain't nothing but a puppet. Shit, motherfucker, that you just happy to be on the team, motherfucker. Just let them motherfuckers in and overtook your car and use a little bitch. Put on a skirt and come up there. You know, motherfucker, man.
Hey,
who the fuck got a car and can't lock in the other
Terrio,
car?
Now
you're
you
is a little bitch.
That bullshit.
You is.
Now,
come on, man. Oh, motherfucker, I've been calling you a bitch from day one, man. And you've been calling me a crooked-legged motherfucker. If you can't stand the heat, get your bitch ass out the fire. Look at you, man.
Oh,
that there was the problem with you new drag racers. Y'all start the shit, and you can't stand the motherfucking heat. You can't stand in the paint, motherfucker. Motherfucker, elbow your bitch ass, and you ready to cry foul. You's a bitch.
Hey.
I told you to stay
I
out of the man. Stay
I
out of grown folks'
to
business.
Talk to you,
stay out of grown folks'
shit to do.
Hey, stay out of grown folks' business, man. Stay out of grown folks'
man,
business.
Man, Terrio, I bet
you
man.
Bitch.
Listen, Sunday, I'll be there, man. I'll be there.
That don't mean nothing.
And if you say
being
anything like you said
something
on this motherfucking show,
oh,
I swear to God,
hey,
I'm going dead up your motherfucking
hey
ass, nigga.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. Sunday come,
I want you
to
have that
to
same
you
energy.
Once it comes to you, why would
that
I
same motherfucking
why would
energy
I
Sunday?
Why would I? That why would I? That why would I? Hey,
don't
man,
be,
I got the magic
don't
show
run
on the road.
And get into
no,
your
listen,
car like you did
listen,
last time and
listen,
hiding from me.
Listen,
and hiding from
listen,
me,
old bitch-ass boy. Listen, old bitch-ass boy. I'm an entertainer. I get paid for booking. Book me, and I'm going to be louder than a motherfucker. Your bitch-ass don't book me, I'm going to be quiet in the church about you, bitch motherfucker. You got to pay to hear me speak.
Hey, hey man, I'm going to get paid off of you calling me a bitch. Watch this. You're going to be nervous
okay
in the motherfucker
yeah
in that car, motherfucker.
Yeah. That's what you hope.
Red
good
light
look
king.
Could go look at
red light
that's
king.
That's okay. That's okay, but I'm driving it. But your bitch ass ain't going to get in yours and drive yours. Bitch,
man, I might get in my car. What you going to get me, Terry, or I get in my car?
Some dick and some balls.
You talking that
you
bullshit
in
now. We finna find out who the bitch is. Sonny here. Give me a time
dick
to break, Terry. I'm
gonna
get in my car. Give me the time to break, Terry. I get in my car.
Hey, man. Hey,
I
man
get in my car.
Listen. 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 Listen.
I get
I'll
in my car. I don't
want to
hear that bullshit. I
pay a whole after
on,
I fuck
say
it. You
yeah
might come bust out my window.
Say yeah.
You might come bust out my window.
Just say yeah.
You might act like the little bitch that'll bust out my window, man. I told you, I
just
paid you
yeah
after I fucked you. Lock me in. Book me.
Just say yeah, man. That's all you got
book
to say.
Me.
You're talking.
Listen at this bitch-ass dude talking about give me. I'm going to give you some dick and some gum, boy. Some dick and some balls.
Hey, hey, man.
Motherfucker. I bet you that
get,
you know what
you
to do with
them. No goddamn dick.
And I
you
bet you that you know what to do with
the windows busted out, motherfucker.
I know that.
You talking
I don't want you to bust them, though. I don't want you to bust. That's what comes.
So
what I'm going to pay you afterwards.
And go grab that drain to that goddamn old-ass grease for them chicken wings and where you stop killing
I know
people
that
and let the grease out
I know
of
that
goddamn fry.
I know that. I know that.
That's
I know
what I'm
that. You're right.
Back up the world
you're right
out.
You right. Little bitch-ass motherfucker. Keep it drag racing, you trick bitch motherfucker. Keep it drag racing. I'm not going to talk about you, your family, or nothing like that. I told
Terry,
you, boy.
I'll
hey,
see
hey,
you Sunday,
hey,
man.
Hey,
and I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah, of course you won't see
I'm going to beat the
yeah
fuck out of you, Goofy. Watch out, beat the Goofy out
you
of your ass.
I bet
watch
you don't lock me in.
I ain't
I
got
bet
to
you
lock,
lock
you
in.
Nigga, you're going to be on
what
the premises.
What?
I ain't got to lock you
no
in. All you got to do is
no
go, motherfucker.
No.
All
one ticket to the show.
Go.
One, I
go
want you to lock me in, old trick motherfucker.
Just go, man. Just go.
Make me know I'm going. Make me know I'm going.
Motherfucker. Little more fired
make
up.
Make me know I'm going.
Pressure. I'm going to shake it down, and it's right, goddammit. Come on. Watch what I do to you. And I'll smack you
man
in the face for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
You get your
yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Oh. You just wanted to get on the phone
come
and
on
talk to me. That's all. Your bitch
sure
ass
just
wanted
to
hear yourself talk.
I called in just
that's
to
all
talk to you because I heard you talking
that's
bullshit.
All.
And you got a bunch of pressure.
I know that. But you wanted to talk. That you wanted to just get on the show and talk. Hey, hey, baby.
That's all.
Hey, baby. How you
that's
doing?
All.
How you doing, baby?
How you doing,
Mario? How you doing?
Oh, well, they got a wig
I got
over here.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. I got a big-ass John Sissy Smooth. Hey, man.
Hey,
I got a big-ass jar of sticky smooth from you. I want to grease you
no
up.
No, I ain't going to tell you
I
no want to
grease you up.
Like
I want to grease you up, hey man. I want to grease your bitch ass up, man. I want to grease you up,
hey,
man. I want to slide it
Terrio
in.
Terrio, that bullshit, man. Because I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Soon I'm going to go down that
I'm
track.
I'm
going to
grease
right
you
watch
up, man.
Watch what I do to you.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
You are that white
hey
motherfucking cop. Watch.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. I got a motherfucking big ass John Vaseline. I got some silky smooth. I want to grease you up.
Hey, man. Hey, I got some corn oil, nigga. I got some crystal. I want to fuck you like a nigga. Come on. You want to talk that bullshit, nigga? I can talk
lock
that
me
all
in,
day.
Then. Lock me in. Okay, then. Well, lock me
I
in.
I
got
to make sure the car right, Terry.
Show
I just told you. I got to make sure it's right. The car go down the track
man
right. You ain't going to have no. I told him
man
to look up to
you
smack you with some money.
You could do that tomorrow. You could do that tomorrow. You could have been up there tonight. You could have been up there tonight. You could have been up there tonight, and you couldn't have been up there yesterday with that bitch-ass motherfucking preacher boy. Testing the tune, motherfucker. And be ready for the show.
I probably fuck him up, too. So why I want to go there
Hey, man. I don't want to hear all that about what you probably going to probably do. I'm telling you about testing, motherfucker. You hear me?
Hey, Terrio, I just told you, brother. I ain't got to argue with you. I could laugh and crack jokes all day.
I ain't arguing with you. This is fact.
That motherfucker.
This ain't laughing. This ain't laughing and cracking jokes. This is called facts.
Hey, nobody at the track shut my motherfucker mouth.
Listen.
If that motherfucker do what it's supposed to do, can't nobody shut my mouth.
Man.
Nigga, you think you're going to be arguing with preacher boy? You got to get me off your ass.
Listen. Hey, man. Let me explain this to you real nice and easy.
Wait,
you
hold on, Terrell.
To hear me.
Hold on.
I ain't holding on, motherfucker. You ain't worth it. You ain't worth the hold on. I'm on mute.
I love
up,
you
Big
too,
Eddie?
Terrell.
I know
yeah,
you
Yeah, man.
I know you do.
Eddie.
What up,
Eddie?
Big Eddie?
I made that pass, man. Little Mo do right, Terry, okay? Nobody stop me. Watch what I do Sunday. And to go off
man.
On both
hey.
Of you.
Hey,
both
Eddie.
Of them.
Yeah.
Eddie. What did Chuck say? What's Chuck's first word, famous words? If was a fifth, every motherfucker in the world would be as drunk as his ass. As his ass. You got his ass. I'm trying to bring that bitch ass dude out the phone. I'm trying to bring his bitch ass out the bushes, Eddie.
I don't think he on here, Terry. Oh, yeah, he on vacation.
Hey man, no, he ain't. He on here. You know he listening. He know you want fry his ass. You want fry his ass to the crisp, to the motherfucking crisp, to the burnt crisp, man. I would love to have the honors of being just one guest fryer on your show tonight. Just one. If
you,
that
you
bitch
can be,
comes
you
to
can
the,
be you can be a guest fryer, man.
Nah, I just want it for his trick ass. For that trick ass.
You,
that trick
yeah,
ass.
You can do it.
Hey man, and then after that there, after you fry his ass, you know you got two candidates going. And you got to give them to both awards, man. I'm sorry, man. The Lamont Sanford Award goes to no other than trick-ass Freddie and Brian and bitch-ass Preacher Boy. Go way out of town, a million miles away from home, and don't race no goddamn baddie. And then Brian and Freddie afraid to go out of town. And they telling me to go out of town. And them tricks afraid to go out, man. So you got to give the Sanford, the Lamont Ward to them two motherfuckers, man. Them two stupid motherfuckers, man. You got to give them that award. And I don't know nothing about the Lamont Award, but it got to be because Fred said, you bit dummy. So you got to have a double award for the Lamont Award on your show tonight. To them two motherfuckers. Freddie and Brian as one, and that dumbass pirate. He going down there on a GoFundMe award. Hey y'all, I'm gonna make a fan. I want y'all to bet whoop me. That motherfucker went way out of town on the GoFundMe award fan. Shit, that's a stupid motherfucker, boy. Man, oh man. Oh boy. Life is beautiful, Big Eddie.
Yes,
it's
is,
so fun.
Man.
It's so fun.
Man.
It's so fun, Big Eddie. Hey,
yes,
kid.
Sir.
Well, kid. Hey, kid.
I want to ask him a question.
I want to ask him a question, too, Eddie. Is it your show?
He's probably watching the game. Kid, get out that game for a minute, man. Where you at, kid?
Yeah, kid, this is drag racing for it's the Big Eddie show. Man,
well, maybe somebody
shame,
else
man.
Can
we
tell
did.
Us, man. Is Cal City and Chuck the only ones engaged from Chicago down there Saturday at Bobby Cole? Did anybody else from Chicago engage? I don't think so, huh? Anybody
I'm not
know
sure,
that?
But you know, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
What you saying, Ed?
Did anybody else engage besides Cal City Cal and Chuck down there, Bobby Cole? It's far from Chicago.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, me either. I think they all had issues and they ended up not getting into a race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Well, I basically only got two fishes on Friday. And
oh,
I'm only
man.
Fry one. I'm only fry one. I can tell you on Friday the other one.
I'm going to fry the other one. And the only way I fry the other one is that trick come on the phone. You got to come on the phone.
Okay, I'll fry both of them.
Yeah. Well, you got to fry them up. The only thing I can do is fry Christmas for me. That's why that motherfucker hard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go all the way down.
You know, I had said earlier it's supposed to be four shootouts. It's actually five shootouts for the race event. That's a new one now. We're gonna have five shootouts when we really only have one shootout. Maybe two at the most. This is going to be a hell of an event. I think we at least trying to lay it down for y'all. So we hoping y'all come out and support those with race cars and without race cars. Come on out and support. We're trying to capture the fans and get them a full day. So we definitely making an effort of it. We got Modern Day Outlaws. That's going to be the first event. Well, I don't know which order it's going to be in, but that's one event. Modern Outlaws. That's 05 and newer. Run with your brum. It said must-have doors, no transmission rules. And then they got the Modern NA True Street. It said 05 and newer. It said cooling and charging systems. Street legal plated. Insured, factory dash, carpet, door panels, firewalls. What else does it say right here? Firewall location, floors. It said only seat delete. They say any seat delete is okay. It must have front and rear bumpers. Must have all door and all body panels. And hood and attached to the vehicle while racing. Say the hood got to be on the car. Must have working headlights, tail lights, signal lights, and horn. Body must retain factory appearance. Overdrive transmission, OEM style, cradle/K-members. Modern PA is the third one. True Street, 05 and newer, any power auto, cooling and charging system, street legal, plated, insured. So those are the first three right there. Also, Clocks Off present June 17th, Friday, Test and Tune also. The shootout begins on Saturday, the 17th, 8-car minimum, $6,000 payout on that 8-car minimum. It's a shootout. It's a shootout anything on 29 or smaller. $500 buy-in, stock suspension style cars, no chassis cars, nitro only, heads up, Pro Tree, 8th mile. Drivers meeting at 3 p.m. Have your monies. See Vaughn. Also, we are having a daily driver shootout. $250 buy-in, 10-car minimum, $4,500 payout, no cage, full exhaust, full interior, heads up, pro tree, quarter mile out the back door. Have your monies. See Jeremiah. Then all day long, we're going to have grudge racing, test and tune. So, hey, that's a full day. Should be no problem. Out of US 41, 2695 West 50th Street, Morocco, Indiana. Yes, sir. So y'all come on out and support. Let's have some fun. Yes, sir. Well, I got that out, that info out right there. What else we got to do before we start frying motherfuckers? Because if ain't nobody got nothing they want to talk about, we're going to fry some motherfuckers and get up out of here. Yes, sir. Where y'all at? Everybody still here? Kid, get out that TV, man. Oh, shit.
What up, man?
I ain't nothing, man. Well, I just wonder if anybody going to come on. They got something else they want to talk about. I gave a little information about what's going down on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about that? Anybody interested? Lock and load to say, y'all come on, try to get in that motherfucker. They going to bust y'all head, so.
Oh, man.
What the hell done happened? What time is it, man? It's only 9. Why the shit didn't drop down on me? Oh, shit, I better go ahead and do this round right quick, because someone just dropped down on one. Well, it didn't drop down on my other one. It dropped down on this one, though.
Hmm.
Well, kid, I guess you're going to have to help me do some frying, man.
Oh, man, I got to go get my gloves.
Yeah, go get your gloves, man, while I turn this deep fryer on. Let me see. I'm going to just drop a little something in here just to see if the grease hot yet. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like it's hot.
Yeah, it sound like it might be a little hot there. That's up.
Yeah,
all right,
kid. You might as well go on throw,
flip
so
the
who
coin.
You got to throw in there.
Yeah, might as well, man. We got to flip the coin, though, there. They both teammates, man, you know. They roll together. Hold it. Wait a minute. We might have a third person to fry there.
Oh, man.
Didn't Mike get fucked up too?
Mike Riley?
With Tutu Kai? Game over?
I'm not for sure. I saw him win. Look like I saw him win one round in a shootout.
Oh, he was in a shootout,
not
so
for
that
sure.
Wasn't no grudge race.
No.
If anybody got any info on that, y'all come on in and let me know if he got ahead of grudge race or he just was a shootout man that day. If he's a shootout man that day, we ain't gonna bother him. But if he had a grudge
mm-hmm.
race, I sure like to know. Because I'm gonna have to pop his ass in the grease.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we got two pieces of fish.
Oh,
well,
man.
One piece of fish and the other one is a duck. We normally don't fry the duck in the fish grease,
mm-hmm.
but hell, we only
yeah.
got two pieces, so we'll fry the duck first so it don't have the fish taste. How about that?
Hey,
right.
Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Mike, he won the first round in a shootout. He didn't have no grudge race. The second round,
okay.
the car broke loose.
Well, it wasn't no grudge race, so it don't matter about a winner or loser in the shootout. We ain't gonna do nothing about that. We looking for grudge races, and we frying motherfuckers that put that money up against the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we frying. So we gonna start it off with a little duck, you know, and We seen my boy Chuck. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. You want to talk about a kid? You want me to talk about
it? No, you can go ahead and talk about it.
All right, here we go. Chuck was down there. He was looking good. All day long, he was looking good. He was making some hell of five passes. But for the one that counted, something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. Seemed like he was looking at the wrong nigga headlight. You know, so he pulled on up to the line. He was ready. He fired that sucker up. It didn't sound too crisp like it was all day long. But, you know, Chuck, he like this here. Fuck it. We're going to see what happens. He pulled up to the line. And when he left there, the car just didn't leave like it was supposed to leave. Looked like he did a little bit of getting in the air. And it just didn't seem like it was making a move. So he looked like he patted the car. And when he patted that motherfucker, all hell broke loose. Boy, that goddamn wit with that predator. He swung that slow motherfucker out there, boy, and just kept on going. He probably put about a good, at least a good 4-5 car gap on Chuck just to be nice about it. And old Chuck was just a little bit putting on down through there. And I hate to say that, Chuck, you always drawing on F-bodies. So you got what you're looking for. There's a few more F-bodies waiting for you. But until then, we're going to put some crust on your ass, Chuck. You got to put some crust on your ass. That's you, Terry O. Terry O, there you go.
Man, you find Chuck off a hard there. Extra crisp.
Well, I got to satisfy the customer. That's what Terry O say he wanted. He wanted them crispy.
Oh, okay.
You're going to burn him up. You're going to burn the duck up. You're going to burn the duck up. You're going to burn him up. Jump again.
Mm-hmm. We don't know McGee. We're going to move on down the line if we can get this shit over with. You know, it's something about these boys out here talking about what they're going to do to Mudbone. Goddammit, they going out there getting stumped in the head by other people, goddammit. You know, and they ain't run across Mudbone yet. You know, if they get knocked out by them people they get knocked out by, they don't want to fuck with Mudbone, but they can come on with it. Just keep your confidence up. Don't let that little loss get y'all sad in any kind of way and afraid.
Yeah, that little setback.
Right now, we don't need no setback. Right now, y'all running around naked and afraid. And we gonna draw some more skin off y'all ass. But here we go. Cal City Cal. The next person that also done threatened Mudbone. And I believe,
man.
Yeah, wasn't that Bigfoot to put a foot in his ass?
Yeah, the Mustang.
That Bigfoot. Yeah. Boy from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Cal City Cal, goddammit, been hooping and hollering about how he going to tear a motherfucker's ass up. And he was ready. And, man, I'm looking for Cal City this year, man. I thought they was going to thunder down through that motherfucker. He pull up to the line. It looked like he might have, usually Cal leave first. It looked like he might have left second that time. But either way it go, that goddamn Bigfoot went on down there and went to trotting down that goddamn and put that L on Cal ass. I hate to see any of our Chicago boys lose. But don't let that dampen your day, because when you're in this game right here, you ain't going to win them all. So just get your shit back together and get ready to come on and get back in the ring. And we'll be waiting on you real soon. So that being said, Cal City Cal, I gotta put you in the grease, my brother. You a good brother, but I gotta put you in the grease. All right, that's enough for Cal City. We ain't gonna do them that bad, cause they got out there. They got out there and they played, and I'm proud of them for just doing what they did. All right, anybody else? Well, we ain't got nobody else to fry. Anybody else got something they want to say or do? Because we're going to get up out of here and let the kid watch the goddamn game because.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of people on here. Ain't nobody talking, so.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finna do this one. Stretch my eyelids out and see all out of shape trying to stay woke.
Yep.
And so I had to just tell them, hey, thank y'all for coming on. And, I surely appreciate it. Maybe we'll have a little more to talk about and everybody be on here want to talk about what went down Sunday. So until next time, I'll see you guys later. All right, kid. Thank y'all.